Connie and I ever had. We were sitting on the couch talking about the Twilight Zone, you know, about our favorite Twilight Zones, and she was saying, well, I like the one about the, remember the one where this guy had bandages all around his head, and he was so afraid because he was so ugly, and they weren't sure the operation was going to be a success, because he was one of the ugliest people they ever saw. They took the bandages off, and they said, I'm sorry, it didn't work, and the guy was really handsome-looking, and everybody else was ugly. Remember that? Oh, that was just true. Maybe it was because we were a certain age, and that stuff really affected us, and nothing like that had ever been done before. And I said, well, I like the one about the, remember the guy that loved to read, some little bookworm kind of guy, and he got locked in this huge vault with all these books, and there was an atomic explosion, and he survived because he was in the vault, and he's sitting back thinking he's going to enjoy eternity reading, and then he breaks his glasses. Oh, yeah! And she said, do you remember the one where the guy threw a quarter in a newsstand cigar box, and it stood up, and the guy could then read minds? I said, yeah, I remember that. Of course, my favorite Twilight Zone. My favorite one's about the one-eyed viper. She said, I don't recall that one. I said, oh, yeah, it was perhaps one of the more terrifying Twilight Zones. She looked at me. She said, well, tell me about it. I said, well, it's about this horrible creature that lives without eating, that exists without breathing, that has no sense of sight or sense of smell, only a sense of touch, and it devours its prey repeatedly. It is insatiable. It lives an average of 71 years. And in that time, it can handle any number of victims. The average one normally devours 20 to 30 victims. However, there have been record cases where 20 or 30 could have been devoured in a month. She said, well, tell me about this one-eyed viper. What happened on the Twilight Zone? I said, well, there was a woman there who, when she least suspected it, came face to face with it. It was the dead of night. The last thing she remembers is saying, good night, dear, and turning over from her husband. The lights were out, but suddenly, it must have been an hour later, there she was, face to face with it, dear, snarling and breathing, red with anger, swollen in its disorder. My honey backed up on the couch. She said, what happened then? She tried to bat it away, but no, it came back. She was like, no, no, but it was like, every time she'd slap it away, there it would be, beckoning, beckoning. She backed up and her head was against the headboard, and there was no escape. No escape. She said, well, what happened then? I said, well, fortunately, at the last second, she gathered enough strength to beat it off.
Keep it here for more of the Best of Greaseman Show coming up.